RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Integrative or complementary medicine, as I like to call it, it really focuses on bringing this patient and doctor together. And we're hearing more and more about treating the whole person, and even cancer centers are talking about treating the whole person as opposed to just the particular organ or the particular cancer. But when you're looking for that second opinion for Western medicine, or if you're interested in a more natural way, how do you find somebody who you can trust, who you think is really smart and educated? Well, you could go see our Dr. Holly Lucille, because she's kind of brilliant. But instead, she's going to come here and tell us how to find a naturopathic doctor. So Dr. Holly, if you're looking, because back in the day, and this is no offense, but they used to be looked at as quacks. However, they've been around for thousands of years.
Yeah.
So how do you find somebody?
All right. So great. So, and thanks. But, I am only as good as the folks around me, like you. Okay. Uh-huh. Promise. So, it's kind of funny, Melanie, because when people say traditional medicine and they're talking about the insurance-based, non-naturopathic Western reductionistic medicine, I sometimes correct them and go, you know what? Actually, that's conventional medicine. That's more of a conventional sort of modern-day time medicine. Traditional medicine is really sort of the thought process that naturopathic doctors had, where you used things around the environment, you looked at the environment, you looked more comprehensively at what was going on. It wasn't just a quick here, take this thing. And so I think it's so important when folks are looking, there has to be a fit. There's a couple different things I want to say. First of all, I want people to take down this website, and I'm going to spell it. It's naturopathic. That's naturopathic.org. Because that's the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians. And what you'll be able to find there is folks that have gone to a four-year, full year-round school that are licensed, okay? And so there is a little bit of a controversy, confusion when it comes to the consumer regarding naturopathic doctors or naturopaths. Now, in California, where I live, we passed Senate Bill 907, which led naturopathic doctors to be able to to be primary care doctors and to diagnose and treat, to actually practice medicine. But we had to leave the word naturopath to the public domain, because there's online schools, there's a diploma type schools where they're not brick and mortar, you don't have any patient contact, you don't have any clinical assessments, you don't have laboratory diagnosis, physical diagnosis, etc. You don't have any of the biomedical sciences, and people though call themselves NDs or naturopaths. So it's confusing for the consumer, because there's a huge difference there in education. So if you go to the naturopathic.org, you can put in your zip code and you can find licensed NDs right in your area. You can also find your state association. That's another thing. So that's, I think, important. If you're looking for, now, if you're looking for somebody to help you with clean air and clean water and clean food, there are places and times for folks to just partner with a traditional naturopath. But naturopathic medicine has gone on to actually develop into really scope of practice that you see in primary care offices. And it's kind of exciting, because it's the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Mine too, Dr. Holly. And I'll tell you what, because you just really struck a nerve with me. Because back in the day, and I'm an exercise physiologist, and physicians never learned about the profound effect that exercise has on our, physiological being and on our bodies and our, and exercise can be looked at as both complementary or, kind of an alternative form of medicine and the standard Western medicine. So now you see offices and doctors learning more about nutrition, they learning more about exercise, learning more about all of these kinds of things. And then again, you're also seeing chiropractors and other naturopaths utilizing some techniques and things that a physical therapist would have used, or that I'm seeing so much of it coming together. And I think that's the best of both worlds.
I think so, too. I totally agree with you. And, I always say there's value in all systems of medicine. And like you said, hey, how do you find a naturopathic doctor if that's what you're looking for? I think chiropractic medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, traditional Chinese medicine, and certainly, I blew out my shoulder. I was thankful for reductionistic Western medicine. I wanted my orthopedic surgeon to just focus right there on my shoulder. And pretty much, thankful for Lunesta and Vicodin, there was a place in time, and I was fine with it, because it was the approach that was needed at the time. If I get hit by a train, I want to go to the ER and I want that same care. But if you're thinking about modern day stuff, right, where chronic fatigue, digestive issues, hormonal imbalances, things that we know are multifactorial in their causes, therefore need a multifactorial approach, lifestyle interventions, dietary modifications, clinical nutrition, perhaps some gentle but effective botanical medicine, you're looking for a naturopathic doctor. And so once you find a licensed practitioner, the best thing to do is call them up and interview them. Are they going to be, I think that this relationship is one of the most important relationships. Not everybody is going to fit in the way that I work. You know, I try on my website to allow people to understand, hey, what that first visit is going to feel like. I don't have a lot of bells and whistles. I don't do a lot of IVs and injections and things like that. Mine is much more consultative, and it's really getting that story and having good clinical acumen by getting all that information from the patients. My job is to get folks not to need me. You know, I don't retain people for a long period of time. I want to get people in, give them their health back. But I have a particular style, and it's not right for everybody. So that's the most important thing, is once you find a licensed naturopathic doctor in your area, find the person who's going to work with you best. A lot of times, I think there's conflict when people sell different things besides their services in their office.
That's an issue. It really is. And I think it's one of the things that turns a lot of people away from naturopaths is because they say, oh, well, this guy's trying to sell me his line of supplements or his line of herbal remedies or his line of anything. And so then right away they think there's an ulterior motive and they don't have my best interests at heart. And but you know what, Dr. Holly, you can say the same damn thing for a regular physician who's giving you Prilosec or something, because you know that maybe that pharmaceutical rep was just in there and gave them a ton of samples and they're trying to do business with them. So 100%. How do you ever trust anybody?
Right. Well, you trust yourself. That's what you learn to do more and more. You trust yourself. You can get what you need from these folks. And yes, there are some conflict of interest there. There can be. A lot of people I know, you know, because I don't sell supplements in my practice, but a lot of people would prefer, believe it or not, to just leave the office with what they need. Don't need to go online. Don't need to go down to the local pharmacy. Don't need to go to their health food store. They have it. They prefer that. It's convenient and they want that. That's fine. So think about that as well. But also, you know, you can always, your doctors work for you. Smile and nod and say, thank you for that recommendation. I'd like a list of them because I do believe that I could get these cheaper elsewhere. You know, you're got to be your own self-advocate, your own primary care provider, primarily in charge of providing care for yourself. Yes, we can employ all of these different teammates, as I would say, to help care like me or another practitioner. But if you be your own PCP, your own primary care provider, which I think that's the goal I have for folks, then you get to take more charge, you know, and make decisions
completely
and get the help you need.
I agree completely. And I think in the field, and you said it so beautifully, that when you're looking for some of these other things, nutritional help and dietary and metabolic disease and diabetes and things that can, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, all of these things can be helped with this integrative medicine style. You got about 20 seconds, Dr. Holly. Wrap it up, your best advice.
All right, naturopathic.org. You can find a licensed naturopathic doctor there, and then do your homework. Call them up, interview them, ask good questions, what are your needs, and make sure you get them met.
That is great advice, and certainly it is how you can find the best. You have to be your own best health advocate. You have to really advocate for yourself. Meet the doctor, talk to them on the phone, see if they're going to be the right one for you. Licensed clinical naturopathic doctor. You can go to naturopathic.org for the best information. You were talking with Dr. Holly Lucille today, right here on Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.